March 1998 was a cold one, with snow and freezing temperatures, followed a little later by mud. It was a calving challenge that led Larry Wagner of Chamberlain to push the next year's calving season to May. He's never looked back. Wagner now calves his cows on pasture starting in May, where the nutritional value of forage is high and the need to babysit his herd is low.
It's just amazing how much less calving problems you have when they're out on green grass. I don't know if there's more exercise or what. My big thing, I said, is just in timing with nature.
Without the congestion of barns, bedding, and mud, Wagner says calves stay healthy, eliminating the need for Scour's vaccine, although he does administer overeating shots to the calves. Economically, calving in late spring provides a drastic savings in winter feed costs. Couple that with lower electricity and veterinary costs, as well as labor, and the benefits of May calving get clearer. Wagner does concede May-born calves do wean off a few pounds lighter than their older counterparts.
It ain't pounds that make you the money, it's dollars per head. And a lot of times there's no difference, and sometimes even more dollars per head in a lighter calf. And the only difference it makes, you haven't lost any in the winter, so you got more to sell.
Wagner believes switching to a later calving date saves time and money and makes for a more enjoyable lifestyle.
This May thing has eliminated a lot of the work and makes life a lot easier.
Wagner is part of the South Dakota Grasslands Mentoring Network and is willing to visit with other cattle producers on the pros and cons of late spring calving. Visit sdgrass.org for greater details. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.